What is going on, friends? Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast, brought to you by our friends at rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. What's going on, friends? Billy Rossetti back with you guys here. Hope you guys are having yourselves a great week. We are rolling through here in the middle of June, making it through these kind of dog days of the dead period of the NFL, but we've got a little bit of Hall of Fame to talk about, as I found that there are a few Panthers, former Panthers players and coaches, including their most recent one, who are up for ballot in the College Football Hall of Fame class of 2001. That includes the arguably the greatest defensive end. I don't even think it's arguably greatest defensive end in Carolina Panthers history, and of course one of the greatest in NFL history. He's on the ballot for the second time after being on it in 2019. That, of course, we are talking about Julius Peppers, an All-American out of the University of North Carolina. He won the Bednarik Award in 2001, as of course that is given to the nation's best defensive player. He was a two-time All-American, actually, and of course was drafted second overall by the Panthers in 2002. And remember, we had talked earlier this year as he was also inducted into the North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame, as he, of course, is North Carolina born and raised. Played his high school ball, played his college ball, and played most of his NFL ball in the state of North Carolina. So Julius Peppers on the ballot again. Second time he's on the ballot. Missed out in 2019. We'll see if he gets on in 2021. A few other players and coaches are also on the ballot, including Ron Rivera. In fact, two of the coaches now in Washington. One of Rivera's assistants, who was with Carolina back in 2002 under John Fox, Jack Del Rio. Both are on the ballot. Ron Rivera, of course, was an All-American out of California in 1983, and Jack Del Rio, of course, had a very good career of his own while at USC. And again, he was Carolina's defensive coordinator in 2002, and now is with Ron Rivera in Washington as defensive coordinator. The other assistant coach that's on the ballot is Ken Dorsey, who of course spent five seasons with the Panthers as their quarterbacks coach, and we know Dorsey had a very good career at the University of Miami, winning a national championship, nearly winning another one, because he of course was part of those Miami teams, the one that won the national title in 2000, and then of course nearly won it again in 2001, losing the Fiesta Bowl to Ohio State. Dorsey finishing his career with a little over 9,500 yards and 86 total touchdowns. So he's on the ballot. Again, he spent 5 years with the Carolina Panthers as their quarterbacks coach. He is now currently, or at least his most recent, or excuse me, no, currently he is the quarterbacks coach for the Buffalo Bills. He's entering his second season as quarterbacks coach there. A few former Panthers players are also on the ballot as well. One of them is one of the top middle linebackers the Panthers have seen. Of course, not talking about Luke Kuechly, at least not yet. I'm sure at some point he'll be on the College Sports Hall of Fame for his time at Boston College. But we're actually talking, of course, about Dan Morgan out of Miami. Spent 6 years with the Panthers from 01 to 07 after being the 11th overall pick by the Panthers. He had a tremendous career as well. And of course, teammates with Ken Dorsey there in Miami. Morgan became the first player to sweep the Butkus Award, the Bednarik Award, and the Nagurski Awards all in the same season. And he is still to this day the all-time leading tackler in Miami Hurricanes history. In fact, he's the only player in Miami football history with 500 career tackles. The second on the list is George Mayer Jr. with 490. Though, interestingly enough, Dan Morgan doesn't have the single season tackle record at Miami. His top mark while at Miami was 150, but that is third all time, as Ray Lewis has the top two single season tackles in Hurricanes history. He had 160 tackles in 95 and 152 in 94, but yet Ray Lewis only ranks sixth in Miami football history. Part of that because Ray Lewis did only play three seasons with the Hurricanes before going into the NFL. Dan Morgan, of course, was a four-year player while at Miami. But again, he had a tremendous, tremendous college career. Became the first freshman linebacker to start for the Hurricanes since Ray Lewis. And again, he was an All-American. He won the Butkus Award, the Nagurski Award, and the Bednarik Award, all in 1995. And again, still the only player to do so. He's a member of the University of Miami Sports Hall of Fame. He was inducted there in 2001 and, of course, went on to play in the NFL, played for the Panthers for six seasons, and then spent the 2009 offseason with the New Orleans Saints. But, of course, as we know, injuries kind of derailed his career a little bit. He lost a couple seasons because of injuries, but he is still involved in the NFL. He is currently the director of player personnel for the Buffalo Bills. So a lot of, again, we've talked a lot about all these connections between Buffalo and Carolina, all these players and coaches that have had these connections with Carolina that are now at Buffalo. Again, we just talked about Ken Dorsey, who's now the quarterback's coach. So he's working with Josh Allen, Dan Morgan, director of player personnel for the Buffalo Bills. So it's really intriguing, but to see all these connections. But Dan Morgan, one of the other finalists, on the ballot for the College Football Hall of Fame. Before we touch on the other two guys that are on this list, I do want to quick talk about our friends over at RockAuto.com, the place where you can get all the different parts that your car needs, your truck, whether it's you're doing it yourself or you're a professional. This is a great place for everybody, as with the ever-increasing number of makes and models of cars and trucks, it's now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. So why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning, like, is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? And wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing only the brand that his warehouse happens to carry. Well, you guys have computers, and now you have access to RockAuto.com at home and in your pocket. And one reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money so that you can use that money for other important things like your mortgage or food or anything else you can think of right now. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in there, "How did you hear about us" box, to let them know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Again, shout out to them for their continued support. So jumping back, we have a couple more players on the list here, former Panthers, that is, on the College Football Hall of Fame. One of them is cornerback Tyrone Poole, who spent three seasons with the NFL. In fact, was one of the very first-round draft picks of the Carolina Panthers. We've touched on the 95 draft before. The Panthers, of course, had three picks that year. Tyrone Poole is one of them. Spent 3 years with the team. He was the first team All-American out of Fort Valley State back in 1994. He's on the list, as is Al Lucas, who was an undrafted defensive lineman out of Troy State. He spent 2 years with the Panthers in 2000 and 2001. He won the Buck Buchanan Award as the most outstanding defensive player in NCAA Division I AA. So effectively the 1AA equivalent of the Chuck Bednarik Award. He won that in 1999. So those are some of the players, at least the former Panthers players, on the College Football Hall of Fame ballot, which includes 78 players and 7 coaches from the Football Bowl Subdivision and 99 players and 33 coaches from the divisional rank. And the criteria, you know, looking at the list here, looking at the criteria for consideration, they have to have been a first-team All-American, which, of course, we've touched on with all these players. They become eligible 10 full seasons after his final year of intercollegiate football was played. It says, while each nominee's football achievements in college are of prime consideration, his post-football record as a citizen is also weighed. He must have proven himself worthy as a citizen, carrying the ideals of football forward into his relations with his community. Consideration may also be given for academic honors and whether the candidate earned a college degree. The players have to have played their last year within the last 50 years. And players who are playing professionally and coaches who are coaching on the professional level are not eligible until after they retire, which is interesting because, you know, Ron Rivera is on the list. You have a couple coaches. So that's kind of an interesting stat, but nonetheless, coach becomes eligible 3 full seasons after retirement or immediately following retirement, provided he is at least 70 years of age. Active coaches become eligible at 75 years of age. He must have been a head football coach for a minimum of 10 years and coached at least 100 games with a .600 winning percentage. All right, I guess unless this means they were coaches at the college level, like head coaches at the college level, which Ron Rivera, of course, wasn't. But looking at some of the players, Champ Bailey is on the ballot here, 98 first-team All-American out of Georgia. Morton Anderson is on the list, the kicker out of Michigan State. Eric Bieniemy, of course, the current offensive coordinator for the Chiefs. He was a first-team All-American running back at Colorado. A couple other names of note here. Tim Couch, the former number one overall pick, the former Kentucky quarterback. There's Jack Del Rio, the linebacker out of USC who was a first-team All-American in 1984 and was co-MVP for the Trojans in the 1985 Rose Bowl. 2-time first-team All-Pac-10. There's Ken Dorsey, All-American in 2002. Made it, of course, to back-to-back BCS title games, as we talked about, winning one of those games in 2000. Couple of names of note, Bobby Engram, wide receiver out of Penn State, first-team All-American in 1994, won the Biletnikoff Award, which was given, of course, to the nation's top receiver. Last year, of course, sophomore Jamar Chase won that award with 20 touchdown receptions. Dwight Freeney is on the list here. Robert Gallery, the former Iowa offensive tackle, great player in college, but, of course, quickly fell out of favor in the NFL. Bob Golic, the Notre Dame linebacker, the brother of Mike Golic and the former Saved by the Bell star. But some of you may have forgotten that. Bob Golic was on Saved by the Bell the college years. He played kind of the head of housing, I guess we could say, of the dorm rooms that Zach Morris and company all stayed at. But he was a great Notre Dame linebacker in his own right. He was a unanimous first-team All-American. He's still a co-holder for a single game record for tackles for Notre Dame with 26. He did that against Michigan in 1978, and he is second in school history with 479 career tackles. Tony Gonzalez, the great tight end out of Cal. Al Harris, Arizona State DN. Marvin Harrison out of Syracuse. Sebastian Janikowski, James Laurinaitis. Ray Lewis is on the ballot here. Ed McCaffrey, of course, the father of Christian McCaffrey, 1999 first-team All-American and two-time Stanford MVP, first-team All-Pac-10 receiver in 1990, led the Cardinal in receiving 3 out of 4 years, and he is in the top 10 all-time at Stanford with 146 career receptions and 2,333 career receiving yards. Dan Morgan, again on the list, 2000 unanimous first team All-American, 2000 Big East Defensive Player of the Year, 3-time first team All Big East, all-time leader in tackles for the Canes, and also holds the record for most games started with 45. Carson Palmer is on the list here, the former USC quarterback. Again, there's Julius Peppers, 2001 unanimous first-team All-American, 2001 Bednarik and Lombardi Award winners, 2001 Chevrolet Defensive Player of the Year, who finished 10th in Heisman Trophy voting, two-time first-team All-ACC selection, and led the conference in tackles for a loss with 24 and sacks with 15 in 2000. And there's Ron Rivera, the Cal linebacker, 1983 consensus first-team All-American, Lombardi Award finalist in 1983, East-West Shrine Game MVP, and was the Pac-10 co-defensive player of the year in 1983 and led Cal in tackles from 81 to 83. So obviously a lot of great names on this list. CJ Spiller, Darren Sproles on here. A lot of great names on this list as far as on the ballot for the College Football Hall of Fame class of 2021. So we'll see if any of these former Panthers players and coaches make the list, but we at least have the recognition right now. So congrats to them and all the best to them. So I think it's a good spot to stop. I think we got a nice little touch in there on the College Football Hall of Fame, the former players that are on there. One quick shout out to our friends over at Built Bar, their continued support. They've been with us a long time. The best tasting protein bar ever, as they are made with 100% chocolate. A lot of different flavors for you to choose from. So many different selections. So just go to BuiltBar.com, check out their selection, and know that you get the protein bar that tastes just like the candy bar. And they are great for the health-conscious guys. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. And they are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, and high in fiber. So go to BuiltBar.com. Use our promo code LOCKEDON, and you will get $10 off your first order. So again, promo code LOCKEDON gets you $10 off your first order at BuiltBar.com. Again, thanks so much to our friends there at Built Bar and at Rock Auto. So thanks so much for their continued support. And again, thank you guys for your continued support. Remember to check out some of our other sister shows like Locked On Fantasy Football, Locked On NFL, and our buddies at the Draft Dudes, Locked On NFL Draft. A lot of great stuff going on over there, so go check them out. And be on the lookout, too, in a couple weeks for the second edition of the Ultimate Division crossover. Remember, we did this back around Valentine's Day. All us hosts of the division got together and chatted for a whole week. It was a great week of shows. We're going to get together, I think, around the beginning of July, about the first or second week of July, we're going to do this. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, a lot of stuff to talk about from this offseason across the NFC South, a lot of intriguing notes to hit on, so it's going to be really fun to catch up with everybody again, and hope you guys are excited for that. So with that, I'm going to get out of here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. And we will see you next time. Hope you guys have a great rest of your Wednesday. We will see you Friday when we do it again here on the Locked On Panthers podcast. Until then, Bill Rossetti signing off. Take care, everybody, and we will see you soon.